podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy at Mix 100.3. Father's Day just 3 days away. And apparently we have misread dads all these years. Because, you know, you think, oh, he wants like tickets to a sporting event or something. Maybe he wants some power tools. Maybe he wants a grill or something like
that.
Yeah.
Well, they went out and they surveyed thousands of dads. And apparently those things were on the list, but they were further down the list. And they were beaten out by things like a day with the family.
Aww.
A home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
A handmade card.
Oh,
Yeah.
And then this one that I thought was really interesting.
And the card is...
Pictures of their children. I mean, really?
Huh. Like glamour shots?
Yeah, the Olin Mills kind of pictures? I don't know. But those beat out the other things that I was talking about.
Let me just say, I've done the pictures of myself and my dad, and then my dad and Reed. And I've never really seen my dad cry a lot. He's not a crier. Both times I gave him these gifts, tears, little welling up.
Really?
The one with me and him, I gave it to him in high school, I want to say, because I was working at an engraving shop. I was an engraver. I engraved things.
Of course you were.
It was my calling.
Did you kind of steal some of the stuff from the engraving? I mean, did you use their facilities?
Yeah, there was some sort of saying about dads and, you know, being there for me and all, you know, all that schmoopy crap.
Yeah.
And then I had a picture of my dad and I underneath my truck at the time. And we were, you know, tinkering on it and doing stuff. So it was me and my dad working on the truck. So I put that picture in a frame and then the little saying I engraved underneath it about dads. And it's in this nice frame. And
he started crying.
Man, he welled up. Aww. And they still have it, you know, hanging up in their house. And it's just kind of a sweet little memento. Huh. And yeah.
All right. Well, then you're going to force me to fess up because little Dom, my son Dominic, when he was about 8, got me some sort of like saying about, you know, what dads are all about,
right?
Blah, blah, blah. And it's like this framed poem thing. And I know I shouldn't get all schmoopy about that, but I even think about it now. I still have that.
Yeah.
In my little, with all my books. It's right there on my bookshelves. There,
yes. So good. Good.
And that's been, he was only like 7 or 8 when he got that for me. And I still
think, oh my God, so beautiful. It's because it came from the heart, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting goosebumps, you guys.
Are you?
Yeah. Is there a cutoff age for Father's Day? Because now,
What does that mean?
Well, because I'm in my 30s and I'm the baby and, you know, and dad, I mean, I'm going to send him, you know, a little something, but.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a cutoff age for Mother's Day?
Well, kind of. Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Never.
No, there's not.
Never.
It's funny that we didn't have this conversation around Mother's Day.
Well, I don't know if my dad wants anything. He doesn't.
Look,
we just told you two stories of dads bawling their eyes.
But that was, like, during the prime when, like, fathering, when he was a full-time father.
You, Gay, told me that you were going to go get your dad a tie, which is at the very, it literally, turn this around, it's the very bottom of the list.
7%.
I must have been very serious about that.
If that is, there is a cutoff for that, which is never.
Never.
Actually, I was thinking about getting him little shooters and mailing them to him in Florida. Can you mail little shooters of alcohol? Or is that illegal?
That's a fair question.
I was going to put them in a Ziploc so it wouldn't leak.
So anytime you go to the post office, they'll ask you, is there anything fragile or liquids or anything like that?
Yeah, there's booze in there for my dad. Yeah.
Just send him money and he can buy his own.
Does your dad have a bit of a problem?
See, I know. Like, how loving and fatherly is that? Yeah. Here's a 20, Dad.
Here's a 20 spot.
Go buy shots on me.
There you go.
Go feed your problem.
I don't know if he would cry at that or not. Right now, though, I want to thank Emily for turning me on to one particular podcast. So all of us on the show, we're big fans of various podcasts that we listen to. And you were telling me about this one. And so I went and checked it out. And the episode they were doing was on time capsules. Well, the nerd in me just loves that. The whole thing about, you know, they'll bury something for, you're supposed to open it in 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were talking about how sometimes they're forgotten, or one of them was a time capsule that's supposed to be opened in 5,000 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
so I thought that was interesting. And I thought, wouldn't it be very cool? So I came back and I was telling Emily, I said, wouldn't it be cool if you could just create your own personal little time capsule?
What would you put in there?
Well, that's the thing. I think it would have to be stuff that is relevant to your life today. Because I was thinking, what if I did one and I opened it in 20 years? So I put together a time capsule and 20 years from now, I'll open it up and hopefully I will have forgotten. Somebody was saying, yeah, you do that and then you post what's in there. And I'm like, no.
No, you want to forget.
Yeah, you don't want a record of it. You want to be surprised in 10 or 20 years when you open it up.
You're like, oh, a lock of my hair.
Yeah,
oh.
It could be something. It could be maybe something from the show.
So how about, a letter to your future self.
Oh, you like that idea?
Wait, would you, I guess... Could you ask questions like she did?
I don't know if you want to ask questions. I think you want to maybe remind yourself of things.
Yeah. Of how, what, how young and vibrant you were? Or
no, I think you want to remind yourself of what your goals and aspirations are.
Right.
Mm. That's what I think. And then you ask the questions when you read the letter in 10
What if you haven't reached any of those goals or aspirations? This would be a depressing letter to open.
Put a gun in there with the letter and then
a knife to slit your wrists.
Well, God, I am not a nice person at all. Yeah, why am I still here?
I haven't done anything in the past decade.
A gun and a bottle of Jack right there.
Yeah, man.
That's like a country song.
What a horrible idea this was. No,
but don't you think that's what you would do? I think you would remind yourself of things.
Right. So you think about right now where you are today, Jeremy of June 18th.
Oh,
and say,
man. Wow.
What are values that you hold dear to you right now as far as like, you know, personal and kids and your family
and blah, blah, blah.
Talk about what you want for Reed in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Or just the family in general in 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe something for little Lila, where she'll be 10 years old. And, and what, you know, what you have, your hopes for them and what kind of young people they're turning into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. We're kind of doing that now because we're in such a stage where it's so difficult. It's so time consuming. We're exhausted. It sucks. But there's this song. I don't know if it's a country song. It's by Trace Adkins. It's called You're Gonna Miss This.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an audio letter for in the future. Like, you're gonna miss these moments.
These horrible moments.
So embrace it and enjoy it. And we have a chalkboard in our kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And when the days suck, I just go over to that chalkboard and I write, you're going to miss this on the chalkboard. And it's just kind of a gentle little reminder, like, just enjoy the freaking moment. You know, this is only temporary.
Are you on your period? Why are you so emotional?
Yeah.
God. We'll get some chocolate and hug it out, honey.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.